This is JIS News. Coming up, NHT chairman says Orange Grove land purchase not outside the law, several infirmaries to be repaired, and government reviewing laws to provide greater protection to women and girls. The news in detail after this message.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepa 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. Chairman of the National Housing Trust, NHT, Easton Douglas, is maintaining that the NHT board did not act outside the law when it purchased lands in Orange Grove, Trelawney, formerly occupied by the Outamany Experience tourist attraction. Mr. Douglas says the purchase was consistent with the NHT Act and in keeping with the agency's fiduciary requirements. He says the land was purchased solely for use as part of plans for a Jamaica 50 legacy project. With its close proximity to several areas planned for housing and other development in North Trelawney, Mr. Douglas says the land at Orange Grove stood to be of great value and usefulness in the future.
The board is cognizant of the housing and other developments taking place and slated to take place in that area. The fact that North Trelawney is a major growth area is undisputed. For too long, we have been ignoring these types of developments in rural Jamaica.
Mr. Douglas was speaking at a press conference at the NHT headquarters on Monday. Local exporters are being urged to take advantage of the opportunities for increased international competitiveness that will accrue from the government's Global Logistics Hub initiative. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton made the appeal as he addressed the recently held 49th annual general meeting of the Jamaica Exporters Association, the JEA. Minister Hilton noted that the logistics hub will be a key pillar in the government's export-led strategy and is intended to serve as a platform for exports.
As we move closer to realizing the vision of a logistics-centered economy that is buttressed by an improved business environment, strategic investments in our industrial infrastructure, and an enabling environment for MSME, we remain focused on the broader mission of achieving robust export-led.
The Minister of Local Government and Community Development has identified several infirmaries across the island to be repaired under a $250 million allocation from the National Housing Trust revenue surplus. In addition, several projects are to be undertaken aimed at providing shelter for street people. This was disclosed by Portfolio Minister Noel Arscott at the official opening of the new $31 million male ward at the St. Thomas Infirmary in Morant Bay Friday. He says the infirmaries located in St. James, St. Elizabeth, Manchester, Clarendon and Portland have serious problems that require urgent attention. In relation to the shelters, the minister says a number of projects have been identified for implementation in Kingston and St. Andrew, Clarendon, Manchester, Westmoreland, Hanover and St. Anne.
And these include the refurbishing of a building to be used as a drop-off center, the acquisition of a building to develop a transitional facility for the homeless, and repairs to existing facilities.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller had announced the allocation of the fund during her 2014-2015 budget debate presentation in April. Several laws are being reviewed as the government steps up initiatives to protect women and girls and eliminate acts of violence against this group. In a speech delivered by Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller said a joint select committee of parliament is reviewing the sexual offences against the person, domestic violence and child care and protection acts.
The committee will focus on offences as well as the punishment of crimes such as the murder of pregnant women, the assault of women, children, and the elderly, as well as sexual crimes. Violence against women is unacceptable and illegal. And this government is not only committed, but will continue to put measures in place to provide greater security and protection for women.
Senator Faulkner was speaking at a church service to commemorate International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women in Kingston on Sunday. The United Nations observes International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women on November 25 to raise awareness and incite action to end violence against women and girls. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.